The Average Network turns to the smoke-filled, smoggy skies of Southern California, where Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is surveying the fire damage with President Bush aboard the governor's aircraft. Leave us join Chapter 2 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento.
Hey, Carl, look at that.
That used to be a town called Clam Heights.
Used to be. According to my figures, they were mostly nouveau riche liberals.
Hey, Ridge, we gotta make sure they don't got no financial aid till they switch parties.
Right you are, sir.
Over there used to be an old mining town called Dead Prospector.
Huh.
Carl?
Liberals.
Too bad. Tough luck for them.
We got to get help somehow, Mr. President.
You're cute, Arnold. I like you. Carl?
We don't have to give them anything at all.
What, are you trying to get me killed? I promised people we would help them.
We don't care what you do, Arnold. Give them anything you want. We just aren't going to give them anything. We're going to say we're helping.
But we's broke, Arnold, so we's gonna spend a whole bunch.
We're gonna get rid of a lot of those trees. We can sell them. That'll help.
At Stanford, they told me fires are natural and necessary.
Arnold, grow up. Terrorists hide in trees and jump down and eat Americans. You in favor of that?
And they hide behind trees and bushes.
That's right, like Ralph Nader.
Maybe someplace, but not down there. Terrorists can't afford to live there.
Dang, rich liberals.
They're the worst kind.
We gonna fix them. If we pave over them mountains, they won't burn no more. Get rid of them nasty old snakes and bugs and varmints.
But people like forests.
Well, they just idiots then, Arnie boy. Trees is ugly, and they smell funny. Hey, Carl, look, bet that clown ain't gonna rebuild nothing.
Oh, isn't that sad? Ridge, call the sheriffs and have him arrested for looting.
Boy, that's mean. Hello, Sheriff?
Hi. Man, I sure wish this plane was a bomber.
Mr. President, we need money to rebuild.
It ain't my problem. You give me California next year and we'll talk. Right, Carl?
Right, George.
How can you say that?
Politics, Arnie, baby. Tain't pretty. Right, Carl?
You lay it down, George.
Speaking of laying down, I'm tired of looking at burnt stuff.
We still got to meet Gray. He's waiting for us at the airport.
I don't want to see him.
Yeah, nobody likes him, but he's okay.
All right. Bye.
It'll look good in the press, George. Remember, Cheney says always look good for the press.
Yeah, but I gotta get back to Washington, sign my dead baby bill. Next term, we's gonna outlaw medicine.
Abortions, George.
Abortions, yeah, I knowed it was something.
You can't do that. I'm pro-choice.
Hey, you still pro-choice, aren't you, baby? Just my choice.
You are really something, Mr. President.
Ain't I just?
Politics is almost as dirty a business as movies. Boy, some lesson.
This is Herr Gubernator's pilot speaking. We must for das landing make ready. Please to your seat belts be fastening upon. We shall upon the ground being in 18 minuten. Sehr danke und to make certain you have this flight enjoyed, you will a questionnaire fill out from our bottomless steward Heinz, and you shall the answers correctly to be given. Thank you for your cooperation. Now returning to your seats, Peter.
The Average Network has brought you Chapter 2 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrities have been intentionally impersonated by wicked people who like to impersonate the less fortunate and think it's kinky. Well, we know better, boys and girls. Chronic impersonations may lead to unattractive hair in inappropriate places and may poison your social life. Do not try this at home. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, staying tuned even as I shave the hair from my palms.